The members of the four-dam pool include Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan, as well as the electric cooperative serving Kodiak and Copper Valley. All members of the pool have to approve the restructuring plan before it can move forward. Petersburg took that step at a meeting Monday night when the four councillors present unanimously approved the restructuring documents in second and third reading. There was no comment from the public and little comment from the council, other than from Councillor Mark Jensen, who wondered whether the city should wait until its next meeting for the third and final reading.
I guess the only reason I could see not to approve it in the third reading is because we're ahead of the other two communities involved in the vote. Are involved in this process. I guess it's not a vote. And I believe Ketchikan isn't going to start till December on theirs. And they can do it in two readings as well as Wrangell. And I believe theirs is going to be introduced on Wednesday.
This would be great incentive.
Right. So, I mean, that's the only, I mean, it'd give us time if there's anything came up. But that's the only problem I'd have with it. But that's not enough to keep you from voting for
right.
Mayor Al Dwyer thought Petersburg's prompt approval and final reading would actually provide more incentive for Wrangell and Ketchikan to move forward. Dwyer, Jensen, and Councillors Lee Corio and Ed Sarf voted unanimously to approve the plan in both the second and third readings Monday. The restructuring would allow the South Central cooperatives to break off and take over their two individual hydro plants. Meanwhile, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan would remain together in a pool taking joint ownership of their two power plants at Tyee Lake and Swan Lake. The new regional organization would be known as the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. Municipal representatives for the three Southeast towns recently met in teleconference to resolve concerns from Wrangell's Borough Assembly. During KFSK Public Radio's Council Corner call-in show Monday afternoon, Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer said the communities had agreed on some minor but substantive changes to address Wrangell's concerns.
I think we've resolved those. Most of their concerns were reasonable and understanding. You know, we met by teleconference with Ketchikan, and we came up with their list, and we talked it over, and we decided to absorb some of those, all of the reasonable ones, and the ones that were unreasonable, we thought, were resolved by looking closely at the bylaws for the four-dam pool restructuring.
One of Wrangell's concerns was that representation on the new power agency board was determined by project rather than by community. So Ketchikan, which is served by Swan Lake, has two board members, while Petersburg and Wrangell each have one board member since they share the project at Tyee. A fifth at-large board member alternates. They'll be from Ketchikan one term and from Petersburg or Wrangell the other. The proposed board makeup has not changed, but Petersburg officials have pointed out that the bylaws are aimed at limiting the power of any one or even any two members. The bylaws require a unanimous vote of the board for any substantial changes to the agreement that governs power sales to the communities, and it requires an 80% supermajority vote for other matters beyond day-to-day management. For Dwyer, that's a key component.
You know, there's really almost nothing that can get done unless everybody agrees with it. And there's no way that one or two communities can take over anything.
Also speaking on KFSK's Council Corner Monday afternoon, Petersburg's Councillor Lee Corio was optimistic about the restructuring moving forward.
This is a very important move that we're making at this time, as it will further the intertie between Ketchikan and Wrangell Petersburg and our dam projects, and give us more say over what's going to happen in this particular part of the region, and allow us hopefully in the future to develop an extension of the intertie and tie in the whole region. So it's a monumental thing. It's great. It's an important thing that's happening here.
The borough of Wrangell is slated to take its first vote on the restructuring documents on Wednesday. The city of Ketchikan is expected to take up the issue in December. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.